Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Gin Twin, and I've got Simon with me.
Hello, SM Twin here.
And it's the end of the 26th of December, so it's the end of Christmas 2015. So I thought I'd do a little roundup and report back on what happened. And just to confuse everyone, I'm doing that on my account, even though...
Yes.
We did the first part on yours.
That's all right.
So, let's see. What have we been up to? It's been good Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you've successfully delivered two roasters since we last recorded the booth, haven't you?
Oh, right, yes. Yes. Yeah, so that's one thing I need to report back on. The turkey. All right. So one of the concerns was that the turkey was in a bag to be roasted in the bag. Well, I can say that it was certainly very succulent and it was actually quite tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I thought. It
certainly was.
Even if I say so myself.
After the bag was taken off.
Yes, you had to take the bag off before you could eat it, that's true. And it also, but unfortunately, so it's good for that sort of thing. So if you want your turkey just sort of readily carved on a plate, for that sort of thing, that's a good thing to do. But if you want sort of a centrepiece, brown, obviously basted for hours, really crispy turkey sitting on the table before you carve, that's not going to work, because I noticed some of the skin got stuck to the bag and it certainly didn't get crispy in the bag. So for that it's not particularly good.
So when you took the bag off, you took a lot of the skin off as well.
Yeah, but for the novice, just to produce a tasty turkey, that's certainly a good option. And then otherwise I just did sort of the reduced Christmas dinner, but quite frankly, if I'd done all the trimmings that usually go, like the little sausages and like four different types of veg and whatever, we never would have finished that. I have to say though, the kids were absolutely amazing. I never thought they'd eat all that, or they, you know, that they wouldn't even like it. Even though Amelia's quite, she's a lot more adventurous now that she's eating school dinners.
Yeah.
They seem to feed her lots of different things, and she's certainly far more likely and willing to try different stuff. And even Henry, I mean, he didn't eat the sprouts, even though I gave him an extra helping of pancetta with it, but no.
He ate the pancetta, all right.
Exactly, but not the sprouts. And he doesn't do gravy at all, ever. Ketchup, that's his gravy.
Yeah, what's he got against gravy? I mean,
I don't know, I don't get it. I don't know. Anyway, it was okay. I have to say, I was very lazy. Everything was sort of frozen stuff, pre-prepared and whatever. And I certainly appreciated having my lovely newish oven. That really helped. I didn't have enough hob rings though, but somehow sorted itself out.
Hob isn't new though, is it? So
no.
Okay.
And one doesn't really work, one of the rings. So yeah, it was okay. It was just really just like doing a roast dinner. But yeah, I can see if you're cooking large quantities and even more different things, that it's very sort of, the challenge is the logistics of putting everything in the oven at the right time and the right temperature. And then also, I can see my friend of mine got herself a new kitchen, got herself a warming plate thing. Can see why that is a really, yeah, not just to keep like bowls and plates warm, but also to put stuff in, keep it warm while you're doing something else. So yeah, but actually it went okay, and we had our Christmas pudding and we were stuffed and it was very nice, and the kids were very happy about their presents. weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Still playing with some of them. So, yes. The only thing is the weather's been really weird this year. It's too warm and it's stormy as if it's November.
Mm.
And it's been raining most of the time.
Mm.
So that was the only thing that we couldn't really go out and do anything outside. I suppose you could have gone for a little walk. If you chose the time, right?
Yeah.
But the kids don't really do just go for a walk. They want to go and do something or go somewhere.
Or play something.
Yeah, play something outside. And it really wasn't the weather for that. And I am also quite worried about the plants in my garden at this stage. Because I can see that some are in bloom. I really don't think they should be at the end of December. And I noticed some of them are coming back out. But then it's been like 13, 14 degrees.
Hmm.
So they think it's spring. And I know exactly what's going to happen next. We're going to have like some big freeze in January and then we're going to die off. Which is going to be a shame. So yes, anyway, so that's... but that's been a bit weird. At the moment I can hear the wind howling outside. That's not normal. Should have been last month.
We had turkey sandwiches for lunch.
And we had turkey sandwiches. Back to food. We had turkey sandwiches for lunch, yes.
And today's roast was gammon.
Gammon, yeah.
Yes.
Which seems to have become sort of a tradition for Boxing Day now. I don't know why, but... Oh, well.
Was that Amina's request?
Just get all the... No, I think I made that before, so I thought, well, I'll do that again. Nobody complained. Even Henry ate it. So, yeah. I should warn them, though. I do have some sprouts left.
Yay! Well, Amina ate all her sprouts. Fair play to her.
I know! She was really good.
Hmm.
She ate them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And they liked it. So, I was like... It was me thinking, I can make slightly more adventurous food now. Than when they were little.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole point of always having lasagna for Christmas Day. Because it was the only thing they would safely eat.
Hmm.
Both of them.
Hmm. There's nothing... You don't want starving children in your own house on Christmas Day, do you?
Well, no. So at least made them something nice. But now Henry's gone off lasagna. It's got a bit more difficult.
Well, he's only partly gone off lasagna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gone off the pasta.
Yeah, but he'd quite happily eat the bolognese bit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Weird. Oh, well, maybe next lasagna you make, you can keep him some meat separate and just make the lasagna for the rest of us.
I did threaten that. Oh, dear.
That's what my mum always said, because I would always take the cake apart. I always have the sponge and the cream and whatever all separately, and the fruit and whatever else was in there. And she said, oh, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have bothered baking a cake. I'd just have given you the flour and the eggs and the butter all separately. No, right. Mum, that would not have been the same thing.
I thought the saying was that if you want to see what a wife is going to look like in the future, then look at her mother.
Right.
Well, I have to look at myself to become your mother, so...
What? What? How? What?
Well, because I'm becoming like your mother, because I'm saying that I'm going to put the lasagna...
Oh, wait. No, you probably save picked it that way. Up.
Mm.
Probably picked that up from me somewhere. Yes. Anyway. So, it's been a good Christmas. We haven't done any sales. I have looked, but it's kind of... It's a bit pointless because I seem to have bought everything before Christmas, everything I needed. So it's a bit pointless having sales now. But it really annoyed me that we couldn't even have Christmas without any sales. I kept getting emails about the Christmas sale we're starting early this year. Way before Christmas. Like, no, let us have Christmas first and then we hit the sales if we want to.
Mm.
That's annoying. Anyway, we're running out of time. So I mean, we've ignored the sales and had a good Christmas.
Bye. Yeah.